Don't Hurry Down the Chimney Tonight. Written by Drasna and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom Supernatural. Relationship Dean Winchester / Reader. Rating Explicit. No archive warnings apply. From the additional tags, Christmas Smut, Santa Kink, Edging, Oral Sex, Dean Winchester deserves a proper and sexy Christmas. Tied up Dean Winchester. Summary. Dean saved you from the supernatural on Christmas Eve years ago. Every Christmas since, you always find a way to show your never-ending appreciation. Additional tags. Christmas Smut, Christmas Decorations, Ribbons, Sleigh Bells, Song Santa Baby, Peppermint Sensations, Santa Kink, Tied Up Dean Winchester, Edging, Oral Sex, 69 Sex Position, Vaginal Sex. Dean Winchester deserves a proper and sexy Christmas. Dean sinks those pearly whites into the flesh of his bottom lip. His top lip pulls up and back into a painful sneer. The usual rosy, pillowy fullness of that mouth is instead taut, whitening under the capture. You laser focus onto the pointy canine denting into the mouth you have debated sitting on since you began this teasing challenge. You finish fashioning a sweet little bow with the ribbon. It's ruby red and velvety soft. Well, I think that's about the prettiest package I ever did wrap. What do you think, Mr. Claus? You ask, your voice as innocent and demure as you can manage. Dean opens his mouth and expels a slow gasp. Fuck, sweetheart. You aren't playing fair. That's the whole point. You rise from the edge of the bed and take in the entire scene. It's magnificent. He's magnificent. Dean is lying atop the forest green comforter of your bed. Naked. Well, not totally naked. A red ribbon, adorned with one single sleigh bell, binds his wrists together and anchors him to the headboard. His arms, jutting out and bent to create a diamond-shaped frame around his face, give you a prime ticket to the gun show. Biceps flex and tendons raise under the skin as he tries to remain as motionless as possible. You aren't a complete heathen. He's got a fluffy pillow, the same deep green color as the comforter, to rest his head atop. Dean is anything but sleepy. He's wound up. He stares back at you, the green of his irises electric and flaming with intensity. You anticipate how sublime it will feel to strum the chords of his neck, tickle your fingertips down that chest. You imagine Dean ring-a-ding-dinging and cursing himself if you take the time to trace the outline of his tattoo. Circle those perky nipples. Dip into his belly button and follow his treasure trail of baby fine hair. You marvel again at the other ribbon that you tied. You'd purchased a couple yards of red velvet at the craft store weeks ago with this in mind. With him in mind. You were ecstatic it had been enough to crisscross around the crease below that fine ass. It wraps over a slight V along his waist. The makeshift holiday jockstrap has Dean's beautiful, now fully erect cock sporting a bow. Dean sighs. Are you done decking my balls? You giggle and fiddle with the belt of your robe. It's red as well, but made of silk. As we discussed, the end result of all of this is all up to you, Santa. You flip a switch to turn off the ceiling light. The sconces stay on above the headboard. Two halos figure eight over Dean's beautiful body, awash in a warm amber glow. He's a full-print ad of holiday cheer and sinful debauchery. You're being very naughty, Mrs. Claus. Dean licks his top lip. Your core clenches at the deep timbre of his scolding. You've been wet since you both finished Christmas dinner. Since you told him you had one more gift for him waiting upstairs. Since you left him in the bedroom with orders to strip while you changed in the bathroom. Since you pulled out the ribbons. Since you explained that if he was good and could keep his jingling down to a minimum through what you had planned, you'd fuck him into the new year. You inhale and shrug, then begrudgingly turn your back to the sight. It takes a few taps on your phone for you to get to the song. You stifle another giggle at the little jingles Dean can't help as he waits. Once you tap the play button, The festive and recognizable melody begins. A barbershop quartet babooms a bit before the sultry and smooth vocals of Eartha Kitt take the lead.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
You look back over your shoulder at Dean and whisper along with Eartha.
Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
You peel the silky robe off one shoulder, then the other. Dean groans when the layers slip down to the floor. Shit, he moans, and you grin in satisfaction at the hoped-for reaction. You turn back to face him, adding a dramatic hair flip. You're wearing a sexy little Mrs. Claus outfit. It's a red velvet dress with a scandalously high skirt and a low-cut halter. White fur lines both the top and bottom. It's all cinched nice and tight around your waist with a black belt and a gold buckle. You bend at the knees and lean forward, shoulders folding in and hands resting on your thighs. It gives Dean the perfect vantage to ogle your cleavage. You purr along with the next line and modify the lyrics a smidge.
Santa baby, a 67 Impala 2, black not blue.
Man, I must have been a really good boy this year. Dean stares in awe, not even caring how much he's jingling with his squirms atop the bed. You let it slide for the time being, thrilled at the kid in a candy store grin plastered on his face and the way the bow sways with every twitch of his cock.
Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Dean tilts his head to the side. His gaze begins at your red glitter heels and canvasses every inch of your skin from ankles to thighs. He pauses, stopping to stare at the hint of flesh under the skirt hem. He pants out. Mrs. Claus forgot her panties, huh? You lift a finger and wiggle it back and forth in the air. Remember, really good boys stay still if they want their present.
Santa honey.
The bell jingles no matter how carefully he attempts to reposition himself. Son of a bitch, he mumbles, and you laugh. Sorry, sweetheart. I'll be good, he whispers, soft and sweet. The heels tap across the hardwood as you walk over to settle beside Dean. You adjust your skirt to let the scant amount of fabric fan over your naughty bits. Being so close to him makes you forget the lyrics to sing along with Eartha. You rest a hand on his chest. Through clenched teeth, Dean inhales at the touch, the rest of him frozen in place. The bell is silent. Your other hand grabs one of the candy canes you had left on the bedside table. For reasons. Watching him fight every urge he has to reach out and touch you is fascinating. And the power you have over him gives you a head rush. You continue the tease, twirling the candy between your fingers, then laving the cane's hook with your mouth and tongue. Dean garners some pity from you as he whines, brows downturned, eyes attentive to your every swirl and suck. You swing the cane close to his mouth. Wanna taste? He swallows. Wanna taste you? He states, the hint of hope escaping around the edges of a soft moan. The thrill of his need quickens your pulse. No other man has loved and adored you as thoroughly and exuberantly as Dean Winchester. You nod. You will, but first. You rub the wet slick candy cane over his bottom lip. Show me what that mouth wants to do. You know what this mouth can do, he reminds you with a little sass, letting the candy cane tap against his bottom teeth. But soon enough, he indulges you. He slips the hook between his lips. His tongue slides out under the curve of peppermint, lapping at the sticky sweet, again and again. Your breath hitches into your open mouth as you watch, enthralled at the ministrations of that thick and powerful muscle. He sucks the confection in a little farther, pursing his lips. The sounds he's making, enjoying the treat, are downright pornographic, and send any extraneous bell ringing to the back of your hearing cue. The red food coloring coats his lips like gloss by the time you break from the spell of his show. You guess it's been minutes since Ertha finished her rendition of Santa Baby. The rest of the playlist you created has soft and dreamy instrumentals. My turn, you cajole. You tug on the cane. He relinquishes, but not without some resistance. A little pop escapes his mouth once the hook is freed. You marvel at the progress he made. The hook end is substantially shorter and thinner than when he began. He sniffs and tilts his chin up in pride. Your turn with that, or my turn with you? The cane slips back into your mouth, your fingers sticky from all the handling. You stand, kick off your heels, and climb back onto the bed on your knees. You grin as you suck on the candy. His eyes soften. Be careful, baby. Don't want you to choke. Well, at least not on that. He smirks. He's right. Safety first. You toss the candy onto the bedside table. You are so fucking hot in that outfit. He grins and waggles eyebrows in anticipation. Gonna let me down your chimney, Mrs. Claus? The actions in the next few seconds are a blur. You wonder if Dean has some sort of Jedi mind control ability. Because even though you are supposed to be the one making decisions this evening, his seductively god-awful puns find you sitting on his face, reverse cowgirl. You might get the golden ticket to all my secret places, if you're lucky. Your fingers tiptoe down his chest, like a Grinch about to steal someone else's present. Fucking hell, Dean murmurs under your skirt. Hot breath bathes your inner thighs and other areas you hope will soon be explored. Your hands rest in the little divots created by his pelvic bones while you take his body in and plan your method of attack. You pull on the ribbon and release his cock off the bow. Then, you're deep-throating him like he's your last meal. Not one to be outdone at an all-you-can-eat buffet, Dean's entire face gets in on the feast as well. Nerves respond to the tingling sensation of the residual peppermint on Dean's lips and tongue. You shiver at the gloriously heightened sensitivity when he pulls back to blow on your pussy. This is so much better than milk and cookies. He moans and groans and jingles all the way. As much as you're loving the taste of his pre-cum, the velvet texture against your tongue, and the way the tip triggers a tiny gag reflex at the base of your throat, it's time to remind him of the consequences of all that noise he's making. You release the hard length from your mouth and try to concentrate on your own breathing during the absolute virtuoso way he's eating you out. And even though you'd love his fingers to get in on the action, you know you'd have no control over the situation. You sigh in relief that he's trying to adhere to some parts of the game. The pitiful, half-hearted ribbon shackling of his hands to the headboard is no match for Dean Winchester. You steady yourself on wobbly knees and one shaky elbow. A firm grip around the base of his cock makes Dean gasp. He stills after that. In your mind's eye, you picture the beauty of that mouth and how his luscious pink lips were slick with peppermint. You imagine how slick they are with you now. Sorry, baby. He murmurs, and you feel him settle back onto the pillow. I'll be as quiet as I can. Can you blame me, though? Here I am, under your sweet little skirt in the dark. Shit, sorry. But you can't drop a 5-course meal in front of a starving man and not expect him to want a little taste. You squeeze his cock. That's part of the challenge. I'm always up for a challenge. You always make me feel so good. You groan at the praise he bestows. Without releasing your hold, you shimmy off his chest. Channeling the prim and delicate sensibilities of Mrs. Claus, you crawl along the comforter and settle between nutcracker bowl legs. With knees tucked under you and set atop bare feet, you accept him in your mouth again and get to work. You take in the sight of Dean, inventorying your every action. He's gripping the top of the headboard with both hands to steady his upper body. You clock that the little stinkers also managed to palm the sleigh ball in an effort to silence or, at the very least, muffle it. You consider that move cheating, but he feels so sublime that you can't bear to part with him to voice your irritation. He's also whispering the sweetest filth to you while he watches. Damn, yeah. Those lips of yours feel so good around my cock. You take it so good, baby. Wish I could fuck that pretty little mouth of yours, but I definitely jingle-jangle way too much. A tongue swipe over his top lip accentuates the glossy look of his ruby-tinted mouth in the warm light. You really are too good to me. You give the best Christmas presents. He stiffens further with each downstroke. Oh, yeah, suck it. Your rhythm increases. So pretty. I want to touch you so bad. He gasps. Fuck, I'm getting close. You clamp around the base again and squeeze, freeze mid-swallow, your lips around the tip, as soon as he rings. Dean squirms and grumbles. You continue to bring him to the edge of orgasm, then halt. Your jaw is aching, along with the rest of your body, as time passes. You fuck Dean up in the best way possible. He's blissed out, wound up tighter than a spring. You've got him begging. But his words grow into admonishments with each successive denial. You can't keep doing this, baby. There's gonna be consequences. Santa's gonna for real put you on his naughty list. Nothing but coal in your stocking. He huffs. You give your mouth a reprieve and stroke him. Is that all that happens to naughty girls? He gnaws at his bottom lip before offering. You really want to find out? You nod. The ribbon binding Dean to the headboard shreds with one mighty tug. He pitches the sleigh bell into the air. It jingles as it pinballs around the room. You gasp as he cinches those hands under your armpits and drags you up his body. He crushes his lips into yours, tastes you with his tongue. The mixture of your arousal and a hint of peppermint melts you in his arms. Then, a sudden and swift rollover pins you beneath him. He hovers, tosses your skirt up to your chest, and wedges between your legs. His hard, heavy cock slips into your folds and glides through your wetness. I could drag this out. Or... It's his turn to tease. He notches snug against your entrance. You're surprised your muscles haven't pulled him into you of their own accord, the way your entire body spasms with need. He whispers in your ear, Let me be your Santa, baby. You gasp. And hurry down the chimney tonight. He groans in victory and slides in, balls deep. He thrusts. One massive hand gathers your wrists together on the pillow above your head to anchor you in place. Fingers of his other hand grip the top of the headboard. Every sway in and out of you gets more frenetic. You're screaming his name, and he's cursing yours. Good girls do what they're told, he states, out of breath, face reddening. His gaze locks with yours. He slows down, releases your hands, finds your clit amid the white fur and red velvet. Strums, angles and hits your sweet spot deep within you with a harsh abandon. Come. Minutes later, after you've both orgasmed, you're curled into his chest. That was... You manage between heavy exhales. Yeah, that was awesome. He kisses your forehead. Every year, since I saved you from that ghost on Christmas Eve, you find a way to outdo yourself with the holiday cheer. Well, you deserve it. I'm glad you can get away for a little while and get a special treat. He sighs. You know, you don't have to feel obligated to... You rest a finger atop his lips. How I see it. Guy saves your life one time, you owe him the rest of yours. He smiles and pulls you in. How about we just focus on tonight, yeah? You nod. Merry Christmas, Dean. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. The end.